Yeah, the bill laid all of that out as to. Meeting a long time, and so it seemed appropriate that we would start with, hi, who just joined us on the phone?
This is Billy Dalton.
Hi, Billy. Thanks for joining us. This is Speaker Kotek. We are just, we've just gaveled in. We are going to give everyone an opportunity to introduce themselves because I don't think we all know each other, and it's a wonderful collection of folks here today. So I am the Speaker of the House, Tina Kotek. I represent North and Northeast Portland, also home of the Port of Portland and a very major economic engine of our state, and the airport as well. And I had the pleasure of traveling to China last year for the first time on a trade mission, and so I look forward to hearing the report for today. Mr. President, my co-chair, would you like to start, and then we'll go down on this side?
Yeah, I'm Peter Courtney, the President of the United States Senate. My Senate district is the state capital, as well as moving up I-5 towards the greater Portland area, representing Jervis and Woodburn.
My name is Bill Hansel, State Senator from District 29, which starts on the Idaho border and encompasses 6.5 counties down the Columbia Basin. And much of our agricultural product, particularly our wheat that's raised in the area, is shipped overseas through the Port of Portland.
My name is Shaoyan Chin-Dennis. I'm with K&L Gates. I'm an international lawyer and also do quite a bit of China work. K&L Gates have two offices in China, in Beijing and Shanghai, plus a large practice in Asia Pacific. I'm very honored to be here today.
My name is Chen. Last name is Ma, and I'm a non-legislative member. And right now, I'm working towards my master's degree in management and information systems. So it's an honor to be here today.
Welcome.
I'm Katie Koba, the director of the Oregon Department of Agriculture. I've been in that position for a long time and had the opportunity and frankly, the honor to visit China many times. It's a great market opportunity for Oregon agricultural products. We're very active in China and look forward to continuing to pursue opportunities in that market.
Thank you.
My name is Jin Lan. I'm the executive director of this committee. I'm also the president of Oregon-China Sister State Relations Council, which carries a lot of non-committee works. And had the pleasure to take the legislative trade mission just returned from China. And probably one of the longer serving members of this committee.
Right.
Dwayne Stark, State Representative, House District 4, which runs between Grants Pass and Medford in Southern Oregon.
I'm Jennifer Williamson, State Representative, House District 36, which is Northwest and Southwest Portland, and I am the House Majority Leader, and I've had the good fortune of going on two trade missions, legislative trade missions, to China with this committee.
I'm Greg Borese with the Port of Portland, and I've been involved primarily with the formation of the Port of Portland, Port of Tianjin Memorandum of Understanding, which has just been refreshed for a few more years. And I'm also involved with the Oregon Wheat Commission and have been working to try to expand wheat exports from Oregon to China. It's my pleasure to be here. I get to China every 6 months or so, but I'm glad to see that we're meeting again today.
Well, speaking of export businesses, I'm Carolyn Hill, and I am a regional tourism director with Travel Oregon. I cover a 7-county area, Coos, Curry, Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Lake counties. It's the home of Crater Lake National Park. Several years ago, the superintendent and I did some outreach, visited China and Wuyi Mountain. We're very close to a sister park agreement. I hope to have the chance to update you further. Thank you.
My name is Stephen Ying. I'm the commission chair for the Oregon Commission on Asian Pacific Islander Affairs. And I'm also a vice president for the council.
Bobby Lee with the Governor's Regional Solutions. My qualification serving on this is that I'm married to a Chinese woman, Alice Lee over there. And we've done a lot of traveling out in China recently, and glad to serve on this committee. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Billy, Mr. Dalto?
Yes, Madam Speaker, thank you. I'm Billy Dalto. Was a member of the House of Representatives in the 2003-2005 session. I'm also a longtime member of the Oregon-China Sister State Relations Council, and I'm an attorney, a business attorney in private practice. And I apologize to the members that I couldn't be there in person to be with you, but I'm happy to participate.
We're glad you could join us, and even if it's on the phone, it's really great to have you. And Senator Edwards, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Chris Edwards. I'm a state senator. I represent Eugene and Junction City in the Oregon Senate. I've been on this committee for a while now. I've been on a number of the trade missions, legislative trade missions to China. Been to China for business and those trade missions, I don't know, maybe a dozen times, something like that. And so have great interest in continuing to further the relations between our state and the great nation of China.
Wonderful. And the value of this committee is we have a lot of institutional knowledge of past trips, and we have some new members, so thank you so much for being here today. And we will be hearing later from Deputy Consul General Wren from San Francisco, who's joining us. We're so pleased you could be here, so thank you. And we do have to a little bit of formality. You have in front of you the committee rules for this committee that we need to approve. And Mr. President, I would entertain a motion.
I move that we adopt the rules, the committee rules that are before you and have been distributed.
Thank you, Co-Chair Courtney. Senator Courtney moves that we adopt the proposed committee rules. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. So now we are really official. So we have rules. With that, I would like to open an informational meeting. We have a series of presentations this afternoon. And since, as Jin mentioned, there was a recent trip that just dropped, finished up, and we're going to have with us Vince Porter from the governor's office to present on the governor's recent trip in the legislature. So, Mr. Porter.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Mr. President, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Vince Porter. I am the governor's policy advisor on jobs and economy, and I'm also currently serving as interim business Oregon director. I was asked to just provide a few brief remarks about the governor's trade mission that we are happy to have it be in partnership with the legislative delegation, and glad that we were able to connect in Beijing and do several events together. It was part of a three-country tour that involved a trip to Tokyo in Japan, was where we started, and then went to Beijing and then finished our trip in Hanoi, and I'd be happy to answer any questions about the other two countries that we visited, but I'll keep my remarks to China. It was the governor's first trade mission, and as for that reason, we tried to cover quite a bit in a very short period of time, and I think we were regretting that we squeezed so much into a short period of time, but we're certainly looking forward to the next trip that we do to Asia with Governor Brown, that we would certainly visit some of our sister state relationships in Beijing and expand our trip even further. But the time that we were there was very productive. I think perhaps the highlight for us and the governor was to meet with Madam Liu and with the legislative delegation that was there. That was a very engaging conversation. I think we actually, she mentioned that she's, in addition to all the academic and historical organizations that she's in charge of, she's also in charge of soccer. And so I think we owe her a Timbers jersey sometime here in the near future. But it was certainly, for Governor Brown, a really great and engaging conversation. Senator Roblin's not here, but Madam Liu's face lit up when Senator Roblin walked in, so it was great to see that she had a great affinity for all of us there in the state. Another big highlight for us was our opportunity to work with the businesses that were already over there. I'll point out a couple. Ericsson, Air Crane was there from Representative Stark's district, and we had a great meeting with them and some of their partnerships that they're trying to form over there. We were happy to witness, thanks to the work that Jin had done, an MOU with a potential hydropower project up in the Columbia Gorge. And then also, I think it was one of the last things we did before we went to the airport, we witnessed another MOU, very ceremonial. I've come to learn the ceremonial traditions in China now. But Sunset Labs, which is an air quality manufacturing company here in Oregon, was over there and signed an agreement with some Chinese provinces that we were very excited about. Lastly, I think it was very productive, and we were talking about this just before this hearing, the opportunity that we see in terms of tourism to our state, and in addition to, of course, agriculture. But we did host with Travel Oregon's partnership, Governor Brown hosted a press conference there, and we were able to meet with several of the Chinese media and hear and listen to them. I had a long conversation with one particular one who I think will write some great stories about opportunity to use to cycle around our state. But just the notion that now China is our number one trading partner, our number one tourist market, international tourist market, and we hope someday in the future will also be our number one for international investor as well. So we found it to be a great trip. We hope to go back soon. We'll continue to work with all of our partners, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Vince. Questions? Or any comments from the folks who were with the governor that you would like to add? Representative?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Jim May. I'm a partner with David Sawyer Jim May, and also part of the group with the governor. And I understand, you know, when I went to Seattle to welcome President Xi, and he announced next year will be a tourist year between China and the United States. So I'm just wondering, you know, question to the state is how we're going to take that opportunity. What specifically in the state of Oregon going to do to take this great opportunity to attract more Chinese tourists to come to the state of Oregon?
Okay. We learned a little bit in our previous meeting. We're going to start off with our no sales tax because apparently that's very attractive in China. And I'm only saying this because it was suggested, our clean air and our beautiful scenery as opportunities. But I think working, we do have one advantage with Todd Davidson right now being the chair. And Carolyn, you might help me with what the national organization
is. Yeah, our state tourism director is the chair of the Brand USA Advisory Council in Washington, D.C. So we have a lot of robust momentum around tourism development. I can definitely answer that question about some of the things we're going to be doing. But it's great. It's exciting. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, Senator Hensel.
Well, I personally would like to extend the invitation for anybody from China who would like to come to the Pendleton Roundup. We'll show you a good time.
Any other questions for Mr. Porter on the trip? And I have to echo that I do think the opportunities to meet and engage in and the signing of those memoranda of understanding provide a really important foundation for the next set of conversations. I think one of the things I learned when I was there last year is it often takes conversations over years, but those that matters, you know, to build that institutional relationship and long-term understanding of each other's needs. And so I was glad to hear that we renewed the one that we signed last year.
Last year.
Yes. With the Port of Tianjin. So,
Madam Speaker, if I may add one, it's somewhat on a personal note, but it happened while we were in Beijing, and I think it's worth noting the opportunities. My kid's school principal is over in China right now exploring the possibilities of working through PPS on expanding Portland Public Schools' a Mandarin curriculum at the elementary level. And it definitely occurred to me while we were overseas just the opportunity here back here in Oregon to continue to promote not only expansion of our languages and particularly some of the emerging markets, but also just the cultural understanding that be also part of our work. And I'm excited to know, I believe he's over there at the expense of the Chinese government to explore what possible curriculum, but to the extent we can do that more statewide. I'm not the education policy advisor, so I shouldn't speak too much to that, but it was interesting timing.
Well, Yes, Representative Stone.
Sorry. Thank you, Speaker. If I may follow up on Senator Hansel's Pendleton, Oregon comment. If by chance, obviously, we want everybody to come over and visit Pendleton Roundup and Southern Oregon and Crater Lake and so forth, but if you're not, if you can't make it over and you're in Beijing, go see the beautiful Oregon exhibit, which is fabulous, which actually includes pictures of the Pendleton Roundup. So just thought I'd put in a little plug there.
There you go. Yes, Jim.
Madam Speaker, may I just also say something? During the legislative trip to China, we also held a beautiful Oregon photo exhibition in Beijing, that really to compliment what the governor was doing there. On top of that, also in June next year, my council has been hosting Oregon-China Forum in Portland and also in Medford for the last 7 years. So this June we'll have another big tourist-focused event. So I want to put out there and welcome everybody to join us.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Vince, anything?
Sure.
Well, thank you. We're glad you were here, and I know the governor was very impressed by the trip. So
she was. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if on cue, I believe we have Senator Roblin, who is going to tell us a little bit more about the legislative part of the trade trip that just wrapped up.
So thank you for the invitation to be here. My name is Arne Roblin. I am a senator from District 5, the Oregon Coast. And it is a pleasure to be here to talk to you and to talk to people who were on the trip and people who have been on the trips to China over the last number of years. Our sister state relationship, I think, continues to grow because of the opportunity given to us, both from the government of China and the state of Oregon, to go and make these people-to-people relationships that are really the backbone and the reason the system works. When people know each other and understand each other, if there are questions or if there are other kinds of issues that are developed, they talk to each other. And that creates a much better bind and understanding. And having now been on two of the delegations that have gone to China and having met many, many people in China, the other part of the relationship, and I felt it really strongly this time. Madam Liu has come to Oregon. I was one of the co-speakers at the time she made her visit and had the opportunity to spend some time with her at a meal and share grandkid pictures and have those other kinds of conversations and develop a relationship where you felt as if you are friends. And when our trip this year started, we had an opportunity to go and meet with her when the governor was there as well, and because of traffic, so Portland is not the only city with traffic problems. Beijing has a few as well. And our bus was a little late, probably 15 or 20 minutes, so they began the process, the conversation without us. But when we came in, Madam Liu stopped the whole thing and came over to greet me as a friend. I mean, as much as it was as the delegation, because we had this relationship before. And I think it really solidified the feelings that I have had for a long time, that it is that personal relationship where people get to know and trust each other that makes a really big difference in our relationships with this country. So we had our time there. We got to make some comments. The governor, I thought, did an exceptional job of talking with, and as I think people here know, Madam Liu is the third, well, in the top five government officials in all of China. And when she came to visit us in Oregon, she had just had a conversation with the Secretary of State of the United States in Washington, D.C., and was given the opportunity to come here. This is the place she chose to come because of, I think, both our Chinese population that's here, who has made really great relationships with the consulate, and the consulate general has come here a number of times. And I think all of those things helped us in the relationship. From there, we had the opportunity, and there's a couple members here on the board, to go throughout China. We also had at that same day an opportunity to meet and talk about a water project, which may have some funding from China, and up the river in Sherman County, mm-hmm. and actually in Washington. I mean, it's a big project, over $2 billion of investment, which may make our grid possibility wind energy more reliable and more baseload power because of a process of building two reservoirs, one on the top of a hill and one at the bottom with pipes in between. So when you have a lot of wind, you use some of that energy to pump the water to the top and then it comes back down. It's a really great system. It's been used other places in the world. And because our country is very stable, even though the return on investment is not high, an issue that they want to be available to look at the stability of our system and ownership in our system that made it a good part of their portfolio for this large company. We also had conversations we got to go to Western China, out in the desert country, and they wanted to show us how they have been redeveloping the desert, taking it away. They get big sandstorms that create problems both for their water and for their cities, and they have for the past 31 years been taking about 6 square miles of desert and planting meter by meter little squares where they put straw in the ground and plant one little indigenous plant in the middle of it. And when you stand up on this hill where they took us out in the middle of this desert, you can see this little forest way over in the background and all these little squares going all around us. And you realize this isn't a commitment by a country and a lot of people to make an environmental change that will be helpful for that particular area. We also had the opportunity to start working on our cultural things. We had a chance to visit a mosque that was 600 years old, a mosque in a part of China where 34% of the population is Muslim, and an interesting relationship and a wonderful conversation that we got to have. So we started having some of that cultural conversation. We then moved to around China and ended up in the Fujian province, which is our sister state province. And we have been working for the last number of years on the development of a conversation of having, for tourism and cultural exchange, two of our parks.
Yes.
Crater Lake Park and Wee Mountain, which is kind of the it's a World Heritage Site.
Yes, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Yes, mm-hmm. So with regard to its natural beauty, we took a hike there and got to meet the father or mother, I've got to remember which, tea plant, that they have been recorded recorded this particular plant for over 300 years. It was there before they started writing it down.
So. Red Brook tea.
So it was a remarkable opportunity. We also drifted down a river in some bamboo rafts, and they pointed out all the different historical sites along that river, which was pretty remarkable. And I think that I'm hopeful that we'll have an agreement signed in the not-too-distant future. We were pretty close right now to doing that with the federal government and the national park that we have, and I would love to see the expressions on the faces of Chinese visitors who come and see Crater Lake for the first time, because I would expect it would be similar to our expressions when we saw what was this Wee Mountain region. We also went back in the capital in Fuzhou, and we made an agreement between the Fujian Friendship Committee, which is kind of like our counties, to have a county to Fujian Friendship agreement like our sister states requirement, so that we start having more conversations at a different government level between that province and ours. While we were doing this, we had some other business people. We had a young man who is a dentist who had 3 dental clinics in the Portland area who asked to come along with the deal and to get reintroduced because he's decided to sell all of his dental clinics and take his 2 children who know Mandarin from training here in Oregon, even though his wife and he do not, and move to Tianjin because he wants to start some dental clinics there and work on dental health in China. And it was really interesting, and he sent a nice letter back saying, thank you very much for the introductions and to get to know the people. He's gotten an apartment in Tianjin so he can start moving and make the decisions. But it was interesting to watch this person who had made a real commitment in his life to improve the conditions someplace else and have it take advantage of going on our trip and getting to see how that relationship works. We also had a woman who has worked and has continued to work on taking... she herself was a concert violinist. She is in Portland. She has not done that for a while, but she is back teaching and working in the arts. And she wants to have a continuous string of Chinese artists, young artists, coming to our country and have opportunities for them to work with American students and then put out concerts showing the music. One of those concerts this next year will be in my district in Newport, another up in Portland. But she went to a number of different conservatories. As we went from one place to another, arrangements were made so that she could go out and meet with those people and get to know who are those students that might be willing to make that exchange. And so from my perspective, this is one of the things that the legislature has been ahead of its time on in trying to make sure that we continue the investment that was made 31 years ago when we started our sister state relationship with a country that is that knows that it has limitations, that has a lot of work to do. And the fact that we went out into places like Western China, which is really remote, we know, and they showed us, you know, the work that they have to do with millions and millions of people to bring them up to a middle-class society. We also went to the biggest cities, which are well beyond anything that we have. So they have this mix of people and expectations and the diverse needs that they all have that is overwhelming to a lot of us to think about. Their education system, to think about the millions and millions of students that are in their system as opposed to ours, is boggles the mind. And so I guess what I would say is that each of the opportunities we had in each province that we went to where we were provided with a person that can come and translate for us and the opportunity to meet with the leaders of their communities and start up a conversation was invaluable. And we ended up in Xiamen and had a tour and did some things there. And then jumped on an airplane and departed our ways back to the United States. Some went to Hong Kong for a couple of days. Others came directly back. But and you have a couple people, three or four, sitting there who went on the trip this session. I think it was an amazing opportunity for each and every one of them. And that experience is different for each and every one of you, of us, because we come to it with different expectations and understandings. Few of us decided that we had to take the hoe out of the hand of the worker who was trying to work on the rice on the tea fields. But one of us did do just that because of his farmer roots. And so each of us got to have experiences that others might not have and understood the connections people to people. Because that person had a great time sharing with Senator Hansel, and Hansel got to have that expression. And it doesn't always take a language. It takes an understanding, and I think that's what's really exciting about this project. So I thank you for the opportunity. I'll answer any questions you might have. Plus, there's a few of us,
at least one,
who's sitting in the back who was also on that trip and could answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Hansel, would you like to?
Yeah, I think an illustration you can take the boy out of the farm, but you can't take the boy.
Yeah, it was wonderful, actually.
Thank you. Questions for the Senator or comments from people who were on the trip that they want to add to any of that? Representative Stark?
Thank you, Speaker. It was interesting for me because I'd never been to China. To get over there, the first morning in the hotel, I was watching one of two stations that I could understand the language. Thank you, CNN, for being in China. And it was interesting watching on the national level, they were talking about this difference between how U.S.-China relations, there's this competition and cooperation balance that they're working on. And then I'd go to these meetings where they kept talking about relationships and family. Mm-hmm. And so what I really appreciated about this trip is, I mean, we did plenty of business, but good international relationships really can't exist without good relationships. And so I understanding each other's culture And so I really appreciated that they took the time on this trip to spend, help us understand the culture, help us get to know people, help us build those relationships so that we walk in, Senator Roblin gets a hug from someone who is one of the major leaders in the country. This is the type of thing that I think we need to be doing on a regular basis so that it's not just, wow, how do we get along with them enough to compete with them? But rather, how do we actually have successful, mutually beneficial relationships to really make it a better world? Okay, there's my soapbox there.
Thank you, Representative. Senator Hanson.
I might mention that when we went out west, we were actually on the Yellow River, which is one of the primary tributaries that flows through China from the Himalayas. And as we were heading out to the desert reclamation area, we drove through quite a farming area, though it was in the fall of the year and nothing that, you know, was that time of the season, nothing was particularly growing. But I was just absolutely, as I thought about this, this is sort of, it's even predates, I think, the Nile River Valley. These farmlands have been farmed for thousands and thousands of years. Our ranch, our farm in eastern Oregon was just designated a century farm. I mean, that's a big deal for us, 100 years. But to be in a place where they have used the Yellow River for irrigation, where they've had this farm ground that's sustainable for, literally thousands and thousands of years, it was pretty awesome.
Definitely puts it into context.
Yeah, I'd like to make a couple observations from this trip. One is that I want to give my hats off to Senator Hansel, because after our official meeting with Madame Lian Dong, Senator Hansel got a chance to talk to her in person, particularly when Senator Hansel mentioned his father used to be in the U.S. Is a veterinary during the Chinese war against the Japanese.
In the Army.
Yeah, in the Army. And I think that impressed Madame Liu quite a bit. And that is really sort of one moment you see her eyes just light up and then want to find more. So that's really, for me, is a highlight. The other one is really for Representative Stark. I think he has done an outstanding job during our trip to Wuyi Mountain, because the sister state relationship and also sister park relationship between Wuyi Mountain and the Crater Lake has sort of been up and down for a while. I think Senator Stark took the courage to talk to the administrators there, and I think right now, as Senator Rowland said, we're at the point we could get an agreement to be cemented in the coming months. So I really appreciate every legislative member have done their level best to represent our state so well, and that really makes our relationship to last forever. Yeah, thank you.
Well said.
Yes. Yeah, the thing I would say, and Representative Stark helped in this, we had a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce of Fuzhou, and We talked about different things, and they wanted to explain to us the advantages of investing in Fuzhou, because they are a special economic region.
Yes.
And they knew we'd been to Tianjin, which is also a special economic region. Right. And they wanted to make sure that we understand that our businesses could come there and not have to pay taxes. And we were talking about different opportunities. We were talking about them investing in us. They were talking about us investing in them. It was kind of an ongoing conversation. And Representative Stark, after listening to it, wanted to make sure he made his point, which was really a good thing. I mean, we had other conversations in this pick about things like Ericsson Helicopter and setting that competitive nature. Because we've got Ericsson Helicopter having a conversation with Tianjin. Well, maybe. Well, Fuzhou was ready. They wanted to have those things. And it was an interesting conversation that spontaneously came about because people brought expertise from our country and interests about different parts of our state that I think was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Other questions or comments?
Stephen, do you want to say anything? He was our guide and leader.
Yeah, that was some other highlight too. That's it was along with the delegation. There was EB5 West, which is trying to draw the investment immigration status for the Oregon. So that was part of it.
Very good. Well, and in the interest of international diplomacy, we won't debate which we like better, Tianjin or Fuzhou.
Exactly.
So, if I could add one point, yes, though, in terms of an observer on many of the trips that have taken place in the past, I think we really got it right this time in terms of the legislative group's participation, the governor's participation, and the messaging out to the sister state relationship generally. It's the kind of thing that resonates, and back to that nexus of relationships, trade, and building those that trust. We are on the right page and headed in the right direction in a way that I don't think I've seen Oregon in many years. It's really encouraging.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
And now our special guest will be. We welcome you to the dais. This is Chinese Deputy Consul General Ren from San Francisco. It's good to have you here. And we welcome your remarks. And the floor is yours.
Yeah, no remarks, but just exchange a view and point with all of you, Madam Speaker Kodak, and the Co-Chair, Senate President Kotadin, members of the committee, then the senators, state representatives, majority leader, and also the director of the agriculture department, one of the most important department, I believe, in this beautiful state. I'm deputy consul general from San Francisco of China. I've been here 3 months in the West Coast. We are happy to come here. My portfolio is commercial, press, and political and congressional affairs. So we are happy that the beautiful state of Oregon is within our consular area. We come here to support the committee, the sister state committee, and your achievement to enhance our bilateral relations, especially mutual understanding and trade and economic relations between Oregon and China. We are proud that China right now is the number one of this state, number one tourist market, number one trading partner, and the number one export market. There will be the fourth number one in the future. Let's work together, the number one investors. All these three number one could be achieved, I believe, because the efforts made by both sides, from your side, because of the state legislature and the sister state committee. You not only you have organized many visits to China, not only to enhance, to meet people, meet officials, to enhance the mutual understanding between of the two peoples, but to find trade and economic opportunity for Oregon and China. That's why make China become the number one. I can share some figures with you. Last year, the bilateral trade between Oregon and China has accounted for $6.91 billion. You enjoy a surplus. Last year, it grows 15.9% the total trade volume. Oregon's trade to China is $4.27 billion, increase 26.4%, over 1/5%. And import from China is $2.63 billion, increase 2.2%. And Oregon hazelnut pears, cherries are quite popular. Organic food is quite popular in China. Just now we talked with Director of Agriculture, Kobe. We made suggestion that to label organic, combine organic food with Oregon, the 2O. That's more popular in China, especially the middle class. They believe in the quality of the organic food in the U.S. Yeah. For the tourism, last year, according to the visa card statistic, only the visa card statistic, 62,000 Chinese tourists come to the beautiful state Oregon. But there is no direct flight. If there is direct flight, there will be more.
Mm-hmm. We're all for that.
We'll work on that.
maybe to Portland, yeah. So for the bilateral investment, the Nike, quite famous in China, one-third of the Nike sports shoes were made in China, and 40% of their shirts of Nike is made in China. Of course, create a job opportunity for Chinese people, but also increase the annual revenue for the state of Oregon, as well as reduce the cost of the price and inflation. China's investment, according to our statistics, is $66 million. We are witnessing a booming in the coming years with the efforts of both of us, the Sister State Committee. One point I want to share with you is about tourism. Yesterday afternoon, I visited Travel Oregon, and we exchanged views how to provide better service to Chinese people. Mm-hmm. We know that 90% of Chinese people cannot speak and read, speak fluent English and read English. So in some hotels, like Benson Hotel, I live in Portland, mm-hmm. I'm very much impressed when I enter my room. There is an envelope in Chinese, welcome to Benson Hotel and Portland. That made me feel at home, and the hot point pot and tea case. So something like that. The five-point suggestion is the Chinese language direction in the airport. I have already made such a suggestion to the executive director, Mr. Bill White. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Hope that he can take my advice. And second is the Chinese menu in some major restaurant. They cannot order complicated food. Maybe only pizza or hamburger. if there is a simple Chinese menu, that will help. Third is the Chinese language channel. In Benson Hotel, there is channel 48. So as an English speaker, I can read to find 48. But for a non-English speaker, it's very hard. So let's come to our fourth suggestion is in the hotel, on the desk of the each room of a Chinese tourist, if there are a sheet of paper in Chinese, welcome them and show the direction how to use the hotel and which channel is Chinese language. So that will be mm-hmm. Marvelous. And also in Portland, where is how to go to Macy, to Nordstrom. So only two blocks away, but they don't know. Yeah, if you there is to maybe cooperate with Macy and Nordstrom so that they can feel comfortable. And also some Chinese language introduction about the tourist attraction. I believe travel in Oregon can be more attractive than travel in some part of the others. How to make it different? Mm-hmm. I also, with my colleagues, made some suggestions for the reference. First, is to enjoy the beautiful scenery of this state and breathe the very fresh air, excuse me. Second is taste the organic food, fruits, and seafood. Third is to shopping in a heaven that no sales tax. And the fourth is because Executive Director Jin Lan introduced me World War II hero Arthur Chen. He is an American citizen born in Portland in 1913. It's a beautiful story. When Japanese fascists invade China, he volunteered to join the Chinese Air Force, later U.S. Air Force. He also joined as Major Arthur Chen, shoot down in between 1937 to 1939. Six Japanese fascist aircraft. And he came back to the United States, Portland again, and worked in the post office until 1997. September, he passed away. But October, in Dayton, the U.S. Air Force Museum honored him as one of the 120 World War I and World War II hero of Air Force. So visit the hometown of World War II Chinese American hero. Also, I would like to take this opportunity to express our sincere thanks respect to former governor's wife, Mary Oberst, to help to raise fund for the refurbishment of the, your state, I believe the first Chinese traditional Chinese medicine museum in Zhangde. Zhangde, the Chinese doctor's story, a moving story. It is the former first lady and other friends' efforts to preserve the history of the first generation Chinese, American Chinese here. Oregon opened the door to them, and under the atmosphere of the famous the act, China Exclusive Act, passed in the Congress 1882. Dr. Hay and his assistant come to the state 3 years later. The Oregon opened the window for them, and he provide very good service to the community using his technology to treat his patient with Chinese traditional medicines, the herbs, in 1919, especially the Spanish flu cost the lives of thousands of lives here in Oregon, but his patient, the majority, survived. Thank you for preserving the first traditional Chinese medicine museum. Mm-hmm. It also can be an attraction for Chinese tourists.
Very interesting story.
And also, one thing I want to share is that Governor Brown's visit is quite a success, very successful trade mission. Of the legislature is also great success to sign the MOU about the hydro station, which is environmental friendly, will create job opportunity for the state, and the investment can come from China. We support this project. So there are great potential. Oh, one thing I want to add is our president's relationship with Oregon State. Our president Xi Jinping's first visit as a county commissioner in 1985. Oregon is one stop. He visited Iowa, California, but Oregon. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't know.
One of his, it's the first visit of seven visits. The last one is a state visit to meet Governor Brown in Seattle also. Mm-hmm. Our central government support state and province mm-hmm. cooperation, which can produce a lot of business opportunity, benefit everybody. Mm-hmm. So I believe we are neighbors, only 13 hours away across the Pacific region as the number one world economy and the number two world economy cooperate together. We can make this world a better place to live. So let's join hand and our consulate general in San Francisco. We will support and we will provide whatever we can to support an Oregon China Sister State Committee to support the exchanges and the cooperation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we know even though the council is in San Francisco, we feel that you're very close and are here when we need you. So thank you very, very much.
Yeah, one more thing. May I also pay tribute to the father of Senator
Hansel,
yeah. The veteran of U.S. Army in World War II to help China wave islands. Mm-hmm. Pay tribute to your father and the contribution. Good service to maintain the Kunming and Myanmar road. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Madam,
on behalf of
Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. Madam Chair. No. Madam Chair. I have a comment.
Sorry. Yes, Stephen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Deputy Consul General Ren. To mention about the Chinese Committee in Portland, Oregon. And first of all, the Kam Wah Chan Museum was led by the First Lady at that time, and the Chinese Committee, and I supported the Kam Wah Chan, and I did the interpreting for the some documents, and we raised a lot of money for helping the refurbish the museum. And second thing is, I'd like to thank you for recognize the Major Arthur Chin. He 12 years ago, the CCBA and also Congressman Wu was dedicated the post office with his name in and Murray and by the St. Mary High School.
Yeah.
That post office is his name now. It's Major Alpha Chin Post Office. Mm. Thank you.
I appreciate your efforts.
You should take a picture. Just
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, in a time-honored tradition, we have a gift for you.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker and Senator President. Fully agree with Representative Stark, your remarks about the bilateral relations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And so the final item on our informational meeting is a discussion among ourselves and with the Deputy Consul General. And I'm wondering if we want to start with Carolyn Hill.
Sure.
To talk about, because our discussion is how do we, you know, what are the ideas to continue to promote trade between Oregon and China? And I know we've been talking about the park.
We have.
So why don't we go there first?
Thank you so much, Speaker Kotek, for the opportunity. I just wanted to share some updates on the tourism development efforts that our state tourism agency is underway with in China since 2011. We have had representatives in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and in Hong Kong representing Oregon tourism. And one of our main objectives is to develop travel itineraries for the largest online travel site in China, which is Ctrip. And we've been successful in placing a number of Chinese language itineraries. My personal favorite is called the Ring of Fire because it includes the volcano, which is Crater Lake, as well as the Lava Beds National Monument in Northern California. Many people have mentioned today that China is the number one market for inbound international visitors, and that's true. What you might not know is that it only took 7 years to move from the position of 15 to number one. Last year alone, inbound tourism, international visitors from China grew by 35%. They're also the top spending overseas market, contributing more than $48 million in 2014. These are visitors to Oregon. So we expect a great deal of growth because of the reciprocity visa that has now been approved for visitors, students, business persons. And as the gentleman with your party noted, President Xi did announce 2016 as the year of Oregon or China and United States tourism development. And so Travel Oregon, Travel Southern Oregon, my organization, Crater Lake National Park Trust, we've been working with the Department of Commerce, the China National Tourism Association, and, of course, Brand USA. I'm excited to let you know that we are planning a sales mission to Beijing and Shanghai in late February. And you may recall some years ago when I was first put on this committee, I introduced this crazy idea. I said, why don't we ask the Fujian for a sister park for Crater Lake? And everyone said, no, you know, it's a big site. You know, we don't know if they'll do it. Superintendent Ackerman and I from the park, we just showed up in 2013. We started the conversation. But the beating heart of making it happen is Mr. Jinlan. Because while we have been able to work through the National Park Service, the Department of the Interior, which are also the necessary steps, Mr. Jinlan and his colleagues and many of these elected officials have taken care of the other municipal arrangements that are also necessary to reach the sister park agreement. We are very hopeful, virtually certain, we can make a signing in February. And you know, as a person who is seeking to grow the economies of a rather stressed part of the state, I represent almost all of the ONC counties in my region, the marketer in me is excited about the opportunity to have a sister park, but it's much grander than that for me. For me, the heart of the project is that we have a chance to take our brightest and best scientists and our brightest and best students and exchange them. Wuyi Mountain is a source of inspiration and has been for thousands of years. So is Crater Lake. We have a mutual interest in protecting these assets. We have much to learn about how to manage our capacity. Last year was the most visitors ever to Crater Lake National Park, 640,000. Last year at Wuyi Mountain, 10.5 million. So there are many things we can learn about managing our assets and many things maybe that we can teach. And that, to me, is the most exciting part. We inspire these young people to become scientists, physicists, to study water and air. And you know, nature is the place that that transformation happens. So I'm thrilled as a marketer and a person who sees this as incalculably diffusive economically for the state of Oregon. But also it's exciting for all the other reasons of the heart. So those are the things I wanted to share with you today.
Thank you.
Yes. We're very excited. Yes.
Excellent work.
Yeah.
So you started us off.
We kind of did, actually. Yeah. Superintendent Ackerman, Craig Ackerman, and myself, in addition to my role as a regional tourism representative for the state, I'm also the director of the Crater Lake National Park Trust. And so we worked through the Washington, D.C. office and the Department of the Interior, Rudy D'Alessandro, to arrange an original introduction. When we arrived in Wuyishan, we didn't really know if anyone would be there to greet us. We thought we might just take a tour of the park and go home, but it was great. Director Tang met us. They sent our colleague and friend, which many of you met when he was here, Mr. Xu Ying, or Frederick. They sent from the Nanping Office of Foreign Affairs and Friendship with Foreign Countries. And you're so right, all of you, when you say that it's the cultivation of relationships that gets you results in this kind of conversation. And so over the period of the last 4 years or so, Superintendent Ackerman and I have been working through the U.S. Department of the Interior, Mr. Jin Lan. We couldn't have done it without you because you have worked with everyone here and in China. And, it takes all of us working to make these things happen, but I really believe this is a thrilling event for our state and the whole Pacific Northwest. So we're very hopeful, and I look forward to sharing more as we get closer.
Okay, we should try to have a meeting maybe, while we're here in February, if that's possible.
That would be great. Here, so. We'd love that. And we'll be on an extended sales mission with Brand USA, so it makes a lot of sense for us to loop in Fujian while we're there.
Absolutely.
And Mount Wuyi. And Director Tang, our friend at Mount Wuyi, still says we must take him camping. So we told him when we were in China that we would take him camping. We explained.
Here, Representative Stark and Williamson.
Okay, all right. Well, anyone from Southern Oregon can handle it, I'm sure. Yeah.
February.
Yeah, well, not February, not a Crater Lake.
Appreciate your efforts.
And we are expecting Director Tang and some other representatives from Fujian and Nanping possibly to visit in June, July, or August of next year. It depends on the snow at Crater Lake.
Yeah, yes. I agree with you. If I can say a few words to support your ideas, we appreciate your efforts. Mm-hmm. If the agreement can be signed to establish the sister national parks relations, so that's Oregon will make history again in all the 50 states to establish the first of this kind with the Carter Lake National Park.
Yes, with Wuyi Mountain.
The two most beautiful.
I believe so. Yeah. Yes.
Go for first then.
There are a couple of other sister parks, but none are as nice as these two. So we needn't be concerned with those. Yes.
Well, we are eager to learn from Oregon also. We know the sustainable development, the green city of Portland, and how to. Treat with the pollution and others.
Absolutely. That was a big focus of our
And the free trade zone.
Yes.
Also, and of the port.
And Wuyi is one of the most biodiverse sites in the world. And Crater Lake is one of the last largest bodies of fresh water in the world. I mean, there are remarkable spiritual aspects to this that make it ideal.
And one more thing, today the largest Chinese newspaper, multimedia group, People's Daily, also sent their correspondent here and interviewed some gentlemen. It's a good free advertisement, promotion of the beautiful state of Oregon.
Yes, thank you. I think
China's New York Times.
I'm sorry.
Very good.
Thank you. Yes, some of us had the opportunity.
I have a comment.
Yes, Mr.
To give Caroline the encouragement, 5 years ago, the manhood have signed up with the brother manhood with Lushan.
Oh,
so
yes.
5 years ago,
mountain.
It happened. Yeah,
mountain.
Brother Mountain.
Yes, okay.
Brother.
Oh, brother. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Parks
so
are
they
sisters.
Don't call sisters.
The mountains are brothers. Okay. Got it.
And,
But it's family, right?
Yeah.
That's the point. Yes.
Thank you. I was wondering if Director Koba wanted to comment on branding O&O, Oregon and organic.
O&O, yes,
O&O.
I like that.
I've already sent a text to my staff.
Excellent.
So the
The Deputy Consul General and I did get a chance to visit before the committee meeting and talk about Oregon's long history in terms of promoting agricultural products in China. And we've seen over that time period the development of the Chinese middle class. Mm-hmm. There's no question that the opportunities there and that the kinds of high-value products that they want is really where Oregon specializes. It's what we're able to provide. So we will continue to work with your government in promoting Oregon products in China. For those of you in the legislature, I just want to say thank you for the commitment that I've seen more recently in terms of the support for our trade efforts, mm-hmm. particularly Senator Edwards, who was instrumental in getting us some additional positions in our marketing program. Mm-hmm. And those of you in the business know it's a long-term commitment, and you have to be there year in and year out. Yep. And some years you have success, and some years you don't, but you've got to be in the market. And we can only do that if we have the support from the legislature with a little bit of funding that's provided through our agency and through Business Oregon. So for you to travel there is the best thing to do, to see firsthand opportunities and the challenges. I also shared with the Deputy Consul General, China is not an easy market to do business in, and so it really takes a lot of effort to get products there. But we've been very successful. When I was first director, the first trade mission that Governor Kulongoski went on was to China, and we did a seminar on how to grow grass. I'm not sure that was his favorite part of the trade mission, but the grass seed industry in Oregon has probably really opened the doors into China for other Oregon agricultural products. They've been active the longest, and grass seed was used for stabilization of the banks for the Three Gorges Dam, mm-hmm. and of course it's Oregon grass seed that's planted in Tiananmen Square. So the history between Oregon and China with agriculture is long. It's a continued commitment that we have to make, and I think the future is incredibly bright. Growing middle class, Oregan organic.
Yeah,
there
we
like
go.
It.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
I like
you.
That. Madam, yes. May I add to that?
Yes, you may.
I've been seeing the trend where organically Chinese businesses are already coming to Oregon to purchase our organic products. So it's basically having a program where you connect the demands with the supplier. Mm-hmm. The state of Oregon, and there are also businesses there in Oregon right now doing e-commerce where they're procuring organic products from here and shipping it to the consumer.
That's right.
It's more like a, instead of B2B, it's B2C.
Right.
We're already seeing it. It's, you know, how do we promote that more in China, mm-hmm. and to have a name brand for ourselves in Oregon. Mm-hmm.
When I'm not that familiar with the Business Oregon infrastructure to help that happen, so that's perhaps a question for. Oh.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
I have to say the Chinese does a better job than us to promote them, because so many people here know China very well. But on the other hand, even though we work very hard, not many Chinese knows Oregon. Mm-hmm. So every time I come back, talk with the Chinese, they ask, where's Oregon? I said, between California and Seattle, or San Francisco and Seattle. Yeah. So I think that there is a lot of room for us here, mm-hmm. you know, to do a good job to promote the mm-hmm. state of Oregon. I remember, you know, the former governor, Tom McCall, said, come to visit, but not stay. We should change, not only come to visit, and also welcome to the state, right? And actually today, there are two gentlemen with me, and in fact, they also were on the part of governor's trip in Beijing. And Ocean Yuan, who is promoting the solar industry, mm-hmm. Park very much. And Stephen Fang is now promoting the modern, so-called modern agriculture. They actually, their company now shipping, I don't know, tons of alfalfa seeds and you know, to China. So I probably, you know, have both of them just give a little bit of what they do to help Oregon to export our products, you know, mm. to China.
Wonderful. Would you like to come to the dais so we can hear on the microphone?
Thank you.
And if you could just introduce yourself for the record,
yes.
That'd be great.
My name is Ocean, last name Y-U-A-N.
I always introduce myself as Oceans of Money.
Yeah.
I'm based in Eugene. We started Grape Solar in 6-7 years ago, and Jin Lan was very supportive to our entrepreneurial efforts. We are small at the very beginning, but then now we are probably the biggest e-commerce solar solution provider in America, through Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's, and all that, distributed to people's homes for solar solutions. Anyway, I was honored to be in the governor's delegation to Beijing, and I invited over 25 Chinese green energy companies to attend the meeting with the governor. Mm-hmm. Governor Brown was very busy taking pictures. as a result, we have solidified quite a few Chinese solar companies to come to Oregon. And one of them actually spent $20 million, acquired a Portland startup company in energy storage technology. Mm-hmm. The company is based in, listed in Hong Kong, called Sunfeng Renewable Energy. And Jim was advising them on the legal side as well. And then Oregon has a tremendous opportunity, I believe, on the private side. Not only the solar, but the technology, the software, the knowledge base that have accumulated in terms of environmental law. University of Oregon, as you know, is going to host 34th annual public interest environmental law conference, and first week in March. And I was able, last week I was in Beijing and attending State Council, Chinese State Council's, one of their conferences, and I was inviting a group of Chinese scholars, lawmakers, and professors in the renewable energy sector to come to Eugene 1st of March. Uh-huh. As a Chinese delegation. Mm-hmm. In combating jointly with the United States and the other countries to combat global warming and other environmental issues, which is extremely critical. As Senator Edwards visited me in Eugene quite a few times and supporting us to export our knowledge base, our technology to China to help them combat the smog and all the other big issues that is very challenging for China, and they are very eager to participate. So I just want to thank the panel and your strong support in green energy. And as I met President Obama October 9th in Seattle, and I had an honor to meet him, and only have one sentence to talk to him. So I said, what should I say to him? So I finally decided, I said, thank you, Mr. President, for your support to solar energy. And he was very tired that day, visiting Roseburg and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he, without hesitation, he said, absolutely, it's our priority. And I think it's not just the United States' priority, but it's China's priority. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate the comment.
Very well done.
Other ideas or things that people would like to share for Senator Hansel?
May I be I have to leave this. The gorge has just opened up. There's another storm coming in.
Oh.
And I would love to get through that.
Oh, you were excused, Senator.
Maybe excuse.
You should.
Yes, you made the excuse.
Thank
there
you.
Was a storm on the highway, and the highway was closed, so take your opportunity to get home.
Yeah.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Would you introduce yourself for the record?
Yes. My name is Stephen Fung. I might potentially be the only Chinese-born beaver in the room, or maybe not. At the same time, I'm also the CEO of Greenco International. We're a farming company. We do a lot of farming in central and southern Oregon, as well as the rest of the West Coast. We move products such as forage feed to grain to organic and non-organic produce. This year, we're projected probably moving about 600,000 metric ton of product total to from U.S. to China, and we also move certain products from China to the U.S. And we look to make continue to make more investments both in the United States, in Oregon, as well as China. So my question is, I guess number one, you know, for a company like us, I think relationship was mentioned quite a few times, and it just happens our motto is growing relationships. You know, and we really strive to be the bridge, you know, between the two largest economies in the world, especially, you know, we're based in Tigard, Oregon, and this is has a special place, you know, in our heart, and it's a beautiful, beautiful country. What are some resources or directions moving forward, you know, that is available or might become available to us to help us, you know, strengthen trade between, you know, Oregon and China, and also, what are some directions that we can look in terms of, we have projects, investment ideas, you know, what are specific, I guess, departments or resources that we might be able to tap into to help us, to help guide us, you know, mm-hmm. through such projects.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an excellent question, and I don't know if maybe as one agency.
Yes. So I know that your company has worked with our staff in our marketing program, Amanda Welker, in terms of moving product. And there are resources available through our agency or through the Western United States Agricultural Trade Association, or WSATA, mm-hmm. which is federal funding, the MAP market funds. And Amanda's a great resource to connect you to those resources. In terms of investment, the lead agency really is Business Oregon. Mm-hmm. And again, if you don't have a contact there, Amanda can connect you with someone there. Obviously, the Port of Portland is another great resource. I think it's easy to connect you with the help that you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think also in return, you know, letting us know what barriers you're encountering. You know, we have people who I think do great work, but there's always things we can't anticipate that become a barrier for you that we're not mm-hmm. aware of. So, you know, that two-way conversation is very, very important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I guess the follow-up question in, you know, when we do encounter certain barriers or we're uncertain, would it be Business Oregon that we would reach out to help get some clarification?
That would be my understanding is the best point person to go to first.
It probably depends on the nature of the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have an example of one that you've had.
Well, I can, you know, think of, for example, this was 2 years back when, you know, I think, especially in agriculture, sometimes the protocols between the countries are not so black and white. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one day we're able to do certain things, and the next day, you know, we're told, you know, it's not allowed.
Yes.
So, you know, for example, things like that. Can think of.
And those, we often typically call them the non-tariff trade barriers. Could be pesticide residue levels, could be pest issues. If you're dealing with agriculture products, then it's our agency, and we would need to interface with the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had the power to resolve some of these on our own, but we don't. But that's when we then kick that up to the U.S. Department of Agriculture to try to work on some of those issues.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, just want to take this opportunity. It's very nice to meet many of you for the first time. And, you know, we hope to continue carry on and do a great job of what we've been doing. And thank you guys for all the support.
Thank you. I'm so glad you could be here today. Thank you very much.
May I add to that, in addition to this wonderful state resources we have, there's the federal resources. I'm the vice chair of the District Export Council, which is appointed by the U.S. Secretary of Commerce and just recently been elected to the national as well, working very closely with U.S. Department of Commerce and actually local representative here as well, who generally work in conjunction with Business Oregon, with the Ag Department, whether it's, you know, helping with the export piece or if there are real advocacy issue, U.S. Department of Commerce has an arm that deals with, you know, issue with non-tariff in addition with the Ag Department. And then there are resources on the ground as well with the U.S. Commercial Services. So it's getting to the right contact who can then introduce you to the right contacts.
Thank you.
I'm happy to help along with to get to the right contacts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, and so if maybe direct questions to us, and we'll make sure they get answers.
Absolutely.
Other comments?
Well,
looking at this side of the aisle.
I would just say that we'll certainly do our part to drive demand for the product in tourism marketing, consumer marketing. I just read some very interesting research about emerging profiles of inbound visitors from China. The connoisseur is one of the profiles that's been described by folks who do such things. And it is all about the fine wine and culinary experiences and the quality of the food. Mm-hmm. So to the extent that that makes any difference, we certainly do our part in tourism to promote those as reasons to come here.
Absolutely. I think to add to that, Oregon wine has been something that we do quite a bit of promotion in China, although it is in smaller production compared to California and some of the other regions. But it is a very high quality product, and it's you know very very well received. And you know we have actually set up wine tours, tourist groups from China to visit Oregon, you know, for wine tours and to visit, you know, Crater Lakes and, you know, things of that sort. So it was very exciting for me to hear the developments and possibilities in tourism.
Well, this is just a general invite for anybody here, but anytime you've got a fam trip, I mean, fams are us, you know, we love to help with familiarization trips to regions. So let us know when you're planning to come to Southern Oregon, and we love to talk to people about the region, welcome them there. To the extent that that helps, we're happy to do it. It's our job.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
If you could come to the microphone and then, and maybe we'll allow the last remark for the Deputy Consul General.
My name is Jim May. I'm partner with Davis Wright May, a national law firm. I probably already spoke too much, right? anyway, this is a very special occasion, and I thank you, all of you, and because it's very special for me too. And 30 years ago, I attended Willamette University, just across the street. And after 30 years, I consider Oregon as my second home or my second hometown. So this is a very special meeting, and the honor speaker and Deputy Consul General to discuss how to promote the relationship between China and Oregon. I particularly found is a special place in my heart. So I just want to make two comments. The first comment is that we already done tremendous job and really good job to promote Oregon in China or vice versa, China in Oregon. So one of the things I can think about, we don't forget, the sister state relationship, Fujian and Oregon, and also there's quite a few city relationship, including Suzhou and Portland, where I'm sitting on the board of director since 1993, probably one of the longest-serving director, at the Portland Suzhou City. I absolutely agree, Representative Stark's comment. you know, the relationship between people and people and the understanding of each other is really a solid ground to develop a further business. That's the first of thing, you know, my comment. And the second comment, I think, is about how to, you know, utilize Oregon's, you know, the beautiful, you know, landscaping, Rose City, and all those things, and to deepen, you know, the you know, our program. For example, I understand that 2016 in Eugene, the World Track and Field competition are going to be in Eugene. So that will be an excellent opportunity to promote Oregon again. That's one of the largest event in the track and field in the whole world. There is, I don't know how many people, you know, the athletes from all over the world. And so, of course, they focus on in Eugene, Oregon, but however, they will fly through Portland, right, and all other places. So this is, I'm just thinking, great opportunities and see the, you know, the Business Oregon or Oregon Tourist, you know, Association, and how to utilize maximum, you know, our opportunities. And second suggestion, we probably should do some of those really specialized tourist program. For example, you know, Stephen mentioned the wine, you know, wine country tour, you know, visit. And I got some inquiry from those wealthy Chinese, said, can we do a golf, you know, tourist group? Because Bandung Dew is so famous, you know, top five, you know, three of Bandung Dew's courses are listed on the 100 top five in the United States. You know, how we can utilize that to attract those very wealthy and very, you know, Chinese come to visit. And then they can promote in Oregon. Mm-hmm. So this is a great opportunity for the state of Oregon, and I really appreciate all of you. You know, you see your time and your efforts and help to promote the relationship between China and the state of Oregon. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. We're so glad you're here. And
am I allowed to ask questions?
No, maybe after we're gonna wrap up. But thank you for asking. So maybe the final comment.
Three quick points before we rush to the, mm-hmm. the airport.
Yes.
One is Chinese tourist visit California last year is 1.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
The investment attracted by the city and county of San Francisco from China is $1 billion. Oregon has a great potential to accomplish more. Second point is that we visit the Oregon Historical Society and next year in February the 7th there will be an exhibition on focus on Chinatown, Chinese American history.
Yes,
many of you have support. We continue this consulate to be all support. You can include your hero,
yes.
Major Arthur Chen. Yeah. Third point is the media. This morning in Portland, my colleagues and I have a brief visit to Oregonia group. We briefed to the editorial board about the bilateral relations, especially economic cooperation. We mentioned the successful visit by your governor and the state and province relations, the legislature visit to China. So it is important to let the media, let the voters know how these relations benefit them. Thank you.
Thank you. And we are very honored that you were able to join us today. And I think with that, we'll allow you to have the last word. And
thank you.
You are very welcome. And hopefully we can reconvene soon with updates, perhaps even in the session when we're back in February. I want to thank you all for joining us today. And unless there's anything else, with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
With that, we are adjourned.